Picnic. Impressed by the recent celebrations to commemorate Martin Johnson and Charmian Clift, including by seaside picnics, I like to imagine Martin himself and his mother Charmian at a picnic like that, stretched out on a spring cliff, the new breeze restoring salty rooms to salty childhood, spread out before them on the checkered cloth, like pieces of practical china are the objects of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as conceived by Eleanor Roosevelt, and they comfort each other about the latest terrors like the siege of Gaza, which they know they have the courage to oppose, as they always did when things seemed dangerous, when the Vietnam War or the colonels in Greece were seen as necessary by our government. That which now never changes and currently here fills them with horror at its need for war with China, US blackmail and bribery. There is always something blue and white and Greek about a picnic, though, democratic and ancient. Martin observed to amuse his mother, Jim Cairns, when vulnerable to blackmail, at least had the courage to declare, I love Junie Morosi, ended up on the front page of all the tabloids trying to convert them to reading Wilhelm Reich. When Whitlam was later actually cooed, Martin returned briefly to Greece in private protest, but exile only works for people like James Joyce, who embody their country anyway. And now Charmian is his country, and they sit alone together with their rare, shy grins, their half-finished sentences for empathy, enjoying all the coruscating Asia, the delicacy of the eternal crockery, the winds that glimmered in with bread and wine, and the unexpected gift of the horizon.